Councillor Lilly, who has politely given me advance notice of a couple of items he wanted to raise. The first item I'm not going to bring into the form of the Health and Wellbeing Board. It relates to the finance of public health in general terms. It's an item which is dealt with through the Health and Adult Social Care Scrutiny Committee, and I'm absolutely happy to, outside of this meeting, engage with Michael on those particular details. What I can say is the particular subject relates to the use of public health funds in relation to wider issues, and we ourselves as a council are looking at that. I know Councillor Mosgiel's fully on top of that, so I won't burn in if you're happy with that, so I'll deal with that. Your second item, which is relates particularly to the suicide prevention strategy, we're going to come to that as an agenda item. Would you be happy to raise that at that point? Thank you for that. Other than that, I just wanted to explain the process and talk about two NHS items that came up. And I'm just giving it right for a second if you can. You can have them hands on, so I want to make sure I've got them in the right place. First one was on the basis outlined, two items that may be of interest to the board. The first was the Isle of Wight NHS Trust was placed into financial special measures during March by NHS Improvement due to the continued financial adverse situation of the trust. So that is informing us. And if anyone's got any questions that maybe they want to ask at the end of this point, I'll invite you to do so. The second is that the Isle of Wight NHS Trust received formal communication from the Care Quality Commission on the 17th of April, identifying the intention for an inspection of core services of the trust to take place week commencing 13th of May and week commencing 20th of May, and for an inspection of well-led from the 18th to 20th of June. Sounds like quite a lot of inspections about to descend on the trust. If anybody wants any more detail, Maggie's obviously happy to give it verbally at the board. I'd like to get that on the record that we were informed quite rightly by Maggie, so that the Health and Wellbeing Board are aware. And I'll just spin around the room and look if there are any specific questions at this time from anybody. No? Okay, so that is on the record. Well, thank you for that, Maggie. John, did you pick that up as well?
Thank you.
I'll make sure you get a copy of this document so that it's there for you and available. Maggie, thank you for that. Over and above that, is there anything you want to add at this time?
Not really. We've not already discussed it.
Okay, thank you for that then. Moving on then to item five.